What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face and hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about denial. Denial, not the river. Denial, not the Nile River. Denial, D-E-N-I-A-L. The six-letter words that keeps a lot of people in narcissistic toxic relationships. So if you don't know, I'm about to finish Dr. Romney's book, Should You Stay or Should You Go? Excellent book, recommended, 10 out of 10. It's like, literally, it was like reading a book about myself, like on the other side of things. Well, it felt like she was talking about me, which is amazing. You know, she's never met me before. But it's a great book, honestly, y'all. I'm not gonna say, I think people are expecting me to hate survivors and, you know, coaches and psychologists and doctors that talk about narcissists. But no, I don't hate any, like, yo, the ones that come at me disrespectfully, I don't even hate them. I just, like, they don't know me. They don't talk to me. It's just based what they think on one of my videos and then the word narcissist. They see the word self-aware narcissist, diagnosed narcissist, they automatically don't like me. They automatically disapprove of me because they think I have some kind of ulterior motive behind what I do. And I've been doing this for over, in 5 days, it'll be 2 years since I started my TikTok account, y'all. 5 years since I started talking about this on TikTok. So if my ulterior motive hasn't revealed itself by now, y'all, I don't know. Yeah, keep making videos, I guess. You know, keep moving forward with your videos and all that other good jazz. You know what I mean? So when I talk about, like, denial, like, she has a chapter in there about denial, how denying what you see, denying what you experience can keep you in a toxic relationship. It definitely can. And from the narcissist's perspective, they want you to deny all this stuff. They want you to have this level. They want to gaslight you to the point where you don't understand what you're going through. Should you stay or should you go? You don't know. They want you to stay. So they want you to deny the abuse. They want, because they deny the abuse. They want you to deny the lying because they deny the lying. They want you to deny that your friends and family and every single person in your life who is telling you that this person is not right for you. They want you to deny that truth and stay with them. They want you to have this level. They want to gaslight you to the point where you can't see through the mist of the gaslighting. You can't see through the fog of the gaslighting and the abuse. They want you here. They don't want you to leave. So why would they tell you the truth? The narcissist, why would they tell you the truth? So many people just, if they're just honest, life would be a whole much easier. That's what people say, that people are just like, well, if the narcissist was just honest and upfront, we could work with them, we could talk to them, no, you couldn't. If the narcissist is honest and upfront, in our minds, if we were honest and upfront, you wouldn't like us. That's the point. Like, narcissistic people, we don't think the real us is lovable. We don't think you will like the real us, so we become the us. We become the person who you tell us to be. We become the person who you need us to be. We don't like the real us, so why in the hell will we show you the real us? But as we get older as a narcissist, we don't know who the real us is anymore. That's the craziness. We don't know who the real us is anymore. I'm 36 years old, and I've been in therapy for damn near 5 years. I'm still trying to figure out who the real me is. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to figure out who the real me is. I really, really am. So I tell people all the time, you have to get to the point where you understand, like, stop denying the truth that is right in front of you, because that denial is going to lead to your destruction. Ooh. Ooh. Yes, yes, yes. That was fire, y'all. That was off the top of my head. That was not pre-planned. That was not written. I promise you. I promise. Look, my hands are right here. I did not write that down, y'all. I did not write that down. How's my battery going, Dad? Oh my goodness, y'all. Yeah, denial. Your denial will eventually lead to your destruction. I promise you, y'all. So yes, the more you deny what is going on and the truth of the situation, the greater the destruction in your life. It just is. Financially, you might be going up. I think people, so many people attribute financial success and financial health to, you know, just like in lifestyle to happiness. And it doesn't always bring you happiness, y'all, especially if you're not being loved in return. You know what I mean? So many people get into these relationships and you stay there because you are denying the truth of what is going on. You're denying that this person, even though they say you're denying that this person doesn't love you anymore or doesn't love you as much as they say they did, because they can say they love you and be cheating on you. And you know about the cheating. You've forgiven if you caught them multiple times cheating, but you won't leave. And you expect them to change. You're denying the truth that this is who they are. That narcissist, the first time you catch them cheating and you forgive them, you're done. You are literally done, because you can't bring that first cheating up. You can't bring that first lie up, whatever it is. What are you denying? What is this denial keeping you from? What is it keeping you from? What are you afraid of? Like, what is the truth? They said the truth will set you free. What are you afraid of being set free from? So many people have this stuff that, like, you deny who this person really is. So if you're denying who they really are, you are so worried about them treating the next person good. Like, I'm not they're really a good person at heart. I know what y'all see and how they treat me, but they're a really good person. You don't really know them. You're denying their existence. You're denying who they are. So you get so worried. And they tell you sometimes too, like, if you leave me, I'm going to treat the next person way better. I'm going to get the next person this. I'm going to get the next person that. And y'all are so afraid to let them go. I know the trauma bond exists. I know that, y'all. But y'all be so afraid to let these damn people go, to let them treat somebody else better. Y'all, how hard, bear with me here. How hard would it be to treat the next person better if they are giving you less than a bare minimum? So how hard technically would it be for me to treat somebody better than I'm treating you if I'm giving you the less than the bare minimum? So technically I can give the next person the bare minimum and be treating them better than you. How are you being treated? Stop denying what you're going through. Because it's like, this is what I call it, eyes wide shut. I just feel like you have your eyes are open, but you're shutting them to the things that you're going through. It's like you understand, you know what you're going through. You see it. You feel it. Everybody else sees it and feels it. All your friends and family don't want to talk to you anymore. That you've been isolated from your friends and family. You've been moved across the country. You've been moved to a different continent, to a different city, hours away from everybody. Everybody else can see it except for you, because now you're in denial. You see it. You caught them cheating. They put their hands on you. They've done whatever to you, but you are in denial of this person, who they are. Eyes wide shut. You know it, you see it, you feel it, but you ignore it. Why? Why is this the person? It be blowing my damn. Why is this the person? Why does this have to be the person? Why does this right here, this person is treating you terrible? Why does this have to be the person? I need to know why. I need to understand it in my brain. And I know people are going to say, well, Lee, you're a narcissist. You would never understand. No, I do understand. I understand human nature, but why does this have to be the person? There are so many damn success stories from people getting out of these relationships and actually finding the person they're supposed to be with. But you can't find the person you're supposed to be with or the life you're supposed to be living if you're denying the existence of the relationship you're in right now. That denial is keeping you unhappy. That denial is making it, you act like you're living a good life. Hey guys, I'm smiling on the outside, but on the inside, you're dying. And sometimes not even slowly, you're just dying. Is this the life you want? I'm truly asking, is this the life you want? Is this the life you signed up for? You know what I mean? Is this it? Is this the life you're supposed to be living right here with this person that's treating you terribly? Is this it for you? I need to know. Have you ran your last race in life? Have you? I need you to answer those questions for yourself. These questions are tough questions. Is this the person for you? You think if you're a believer in God or you're a Christian and whatnot, you think God put you through to struggle in a relationship to be unhappy? Find me the verse in the Bible that says, like, God put you here to struggle with this one person that's cheating on you, beating on you, treating you terribly, but you have to stay with them because God is going to strike you down and you won't make it to the pearly gates of heaven. You're going to make it to the pearly gates of heaven with a black eye, a broken heart, and being sad your whole goddamn life because you're in denial. Hey God, I made it to heaven. Ooh, you look rough. God will be like, ooh, you led a rough life. Then yeah, I stayed because I thought you wanted me to stay. God, like, well, I gave you free will. I didn't tell you to stay in that. Don't put that on me. Y'all can look right at you. Do not put that on me. That I had, hey, that you. That's you. You can come in here. You come on in. Come on in. Look, heaven. Look, come on in. The water is fine in heaven. But I didn't put you. I didn't tell you to stay through that. Come on, y'all. I know I say some stupid. I say some stupid stuff, y'all. But y'all know I love God. I pray every single night. I try to. I missed the night like thing last week, but I made it up. Yeah. Stay strong, y'all. Look. Stop denying what you're going through. Open your eyes. If staying is what you want to do, stay. But don't look. Did you say this is you have you're accepting them for who you are, who they are? Stop denying who they are. You can't deny it anymore. Got it? Anyway, let me hop over here. I'm running behind a little bit. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more episodes. Stay tuned. I truly appreciate y'all so much. If y'all listen to this on the podcast and voice and audio, subscribe to the YouTube, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.